It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's time now for our Butler Auto Tip-Off Show as we come to you live from Sydney High School tonight. And, of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. Apply for credit online anytime at butlerautosales.com. Tonight, it's the Sydney Boys hosting Unitego. This is the opening game of the season for the Sydney Boys. Unitego has played a couple of games so far. So, you know, in this weird shortened season, what I've seen so far is sometimes the teams that have played a couple of games, even though it might have only been one or two, seem to have the upper hand on some of the teams that are just coming in fresh. Now, Sydney's going to have a bunch of games over the next 2 weeks to fit in their condensed schedule here, but we'll see how they show up here tonight against this Unitego team. There's good players on both sides, and I'm really excited for this one here tonight. Again, it's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Two lots here in Sydney, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and of course on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll set the scene for the Spartans and the Warriors. Always a fun rivalry matchup when these two get together. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Consolidate your debt in 2021 with an SFCU Shake Off Your Debt Consolidation Loan. Is high interest credit card debt weighing you down? Do you feel like you're only paying interest and not getting ahead? Do you have several small payments and want to simplify your finances?
Why not talk to SFCU about a debt consolidation loan today?
Debt consolidation loans from SFCU start at 5.99% APR for well-qualified members. Even if your credit isn't perfect, we can generally save you money on your high-interest loans and credit cards.
Debt consolidation loans from SFCU. Shake off your debt today. Apply at any branch location, online at sfcuonline.org or call 877-642-7328.
SFCU. Banking easier. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. See website for complete details. SFCU. Helping you save money.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Once again, Nate Lull with you tonight at Sydney High School. As of tonight, it's the Sydney Warriors, the boys, taking on the Unitego Spartans. I'm excited for this one here tonight. Always fun when these two MAC teams get together. It's our Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has two lots here in Sydney, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. So I think tonight could boil down to athletes, 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 because both these sides have guys that can get out and run, and we'll be interested to see who's in a little bit better shape here and who can keep with that up-and-down track meet type of a game that I think we might see here tonight. Of course, Sydney's going to have to concentrate on shutting down Shea Barber. That's the star for this Unitego team, the junior guard. Very good player, can shoot from the outside, and certainly will be a tough one to handle here tonight. I think that will be the key there. All right, we're going to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have Unitego and Sydney here on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Waste Recovery Enterprise of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area, and all customers receive garbage totes and recycling bins at no charge. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts, and our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7, or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Let's get you the starting lineups first for visiting Unitigo and head coach Travis Woods. They will have number one, Miles Maureen, number two, Shea Barber, number 10, Tori Goo. They will have number 32, Jake Pitcher, and number 44, Destin Gesick. On the other side for Sydney and new head coach Justin Reho, we'll talk about him in a minute, we have number two, Chris Frederick, number four, Alec Fogarty, number five, Devin Johnson, number 10, Peyton Mosier, and number 33, Chris Prentice. I will say Sydney has a lot of bodies on this team. I think they'll be able to get up and down the floor. They'll be able to substitute on the fly. A lot of talented athletes on this team. So I don't think there's that proven score maybe that Sydney has always seemed to have in the past, but I think there's some guys on this team that can certainly fill it up when you talk about guys like Mosier. And I'm excited to watch Alec Fogarty here tonight as well. He's a player that really seems to be coming into his own over the last couple of years since they've had him up on the varsity. So, again, Mike Brzee, we've had him on the Nate Lull podcast. Hopefully you went back and checked that out. You can find it at WCDOsports.com. But he has decided to retire. And so this is Justin Reho's first varsity game. We were just chatting before, and he goes, yeah, you know, no big shoes to fill or anything, right? I mean, 30 years, couple state championships, so no big deal, right? But I think Sydney made a good choice. He's a young, energetic coach. He's over here on the sideline. He's writing things down on the whiteboard. He's getting the guys fired up and knows the game very, very well. So I think it's a good choice for Sydney to move him into this role. And now they have Aaron Zern as the JV coach. So I think that's a good, young 1-2 punch on the coaching staff for Sydney. Unitigo JV did win tonight against Sydney. That game was right before this, but it was a good game. Lots of good athletes on both sides. Sydney very young on the JV boys side. A lot of eighth graders that are up on JV, but boy, the future is bright in Sydney, I will say that. So here we go. We're underway. Unitigo will win the opening tip. They're in the green with the black and the white trim, and here we go. Unitigo going left to right. Sydney's in the home whites with the maroon trim. Unitigo will try to push it to the interior. It's knocked away, and Sydney with a steal. That looked like Frederick got a piece of it. And Fogarty will bring it across midcourt in the big Sydney S there as the Warriors go right to left. At the top of the key, now they'll go to Chris Prentice at the high post. He was stripped there by Tori Goo. And here comes Unitigo down the left wing side. Goo with a bounce pass inside for the big man, Destin Gesick. Couldn't get it to go on that left-handed layup. And a rebound by Fogarty of Sydney. So we're scoreless between the Unitigo boys and Sydney, with 7:15 to go in the first quarter. Here's Mosier at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes to the high post for Prentice with his back to the basket. Puts it right into the breadbasket of Mosier. Tries a three, and that's an air ball out of bounds. Getting some of those early butterflies out here. And the ball goes back to Unitigo. Shea Barber had 17 points last night in a Unitigo victory over Edmiston, 49-46. That game was at the U last night. So let's see how fresh Unitigo is after playing just one night ago. Ball on the floor. Mosier got tied up there with Barber. And a jump ball, I believe, is going to give this one back to Sydney. with 6:53 to go in this first quarter. Good move there by Mosier. Just kind of shot in there looking for the steal. Barber had left it a little bit open, and Sidney was able to pick it up and get that jump ball, and they'll get possession back. Here's Fogarty across midcourt. Chest pass into the corner now for Frederick. Frederick to Mosier at the top of the key. 6:40 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. Can Sidney find that score among this group of great athletes that they have? Mosier will work one back. Long straightaway three. Another air ball here, this time by Devin Johnson, out of bounds. And we'll go back to Unitico. And Coach Riho just telling his guys, hey, we're good. Just settle in. We're fine. 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Scoreless between Unitico and Sidney. They'll go to the left wing side here for Gesick. Gesick directing traffic, quarterbacking this play. Now gets it to Miles Maureen, one of the shiftiest guards in the MAC. Nice move there. Tice to take it to the rim. It won't go. Gesick with the rebound. Left-handed rebound, or layup, excuse me, won't go. Out of bounds back to Sidney. So both teams struggling to shoot the basketball here in the early going. Sidney more from the outside, missing those threes. Unitico's had a couple of chippies that they just have not been able to put in. 6:05 to go in the first. We are scoreless here between the Spartans and the Warriors. And now we'll have our first bucket of the game, and that's Alec Fogarty putting it up and in. He just found a little lane there and split two defenders and took it in for a right-handed layup, and it's a 2-0 lead with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Here's Barber on the left wing side, had his pocket picked. Good defense by Fogarty. Fogarty in transition, dribbles behind the back, and now puts the brakes on, but steal here by Miles Maureen of Unitico. Maureen takes it the length of the floor. Won't go. Unitico follows it up, and that's Jake Pitcher putting it up and in. Good trailer there by Pitcher to grab that ball off the miss by Maureen and put it up and in. We're tied at 2. 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Fogarty to the left side. Chest pass into the corner now, looking for Devin Johnson. Johnson in front of the Unitico bench, reverses right side at the right elbow. Back out for Fogarty. Dribble drive for Fogarty. Little up and under. It won't go. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up, doing the work of a man. Won't go. Prentice follows that shot up and scores. Chris Prentice gets that bucket, and Sidney leads 4-2 with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Maureen across midcourt. Again, Unitico in the green with the white and black trim going left to right. They go to Gesick down low. On the left, low block. It won't go. So he misses that layup. And a rebound for Chris Frederick. And here is Sidney across midcourt with Alec Fogarty. Fogarty finds Devin Johnson. And a chest pass now to Frederick. On the left side, Sidney. And again, the white uniforms with the maroon trim. High post for Prentice. Prentice kind of stuck in a funny spot here. Tried to hand one off there for Johnson. Tipped around, finally goes to Mosier. Mosier in the paint, little up and under off the glass, won't go, rebound for Shea Barber. 4:15 to go in the first quarter, it's a 4-2 ball game, Sidney leading, but Unitigo's going to tie it up. Barber through traffic, here finds Destin Gesick, and we're tied up at 4 apiece with 4:10 to go in this fast-moving first quarter, live from Sidney High School tonight. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO. Thanks for joining us online, too, at WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Bounce pass to Prentice, again at the foul line, working it for Frederick, takes it down low, and he is fouled on the floor. This is going to be our first foul of the evening. See who this one is on. So a foul will be on Unitigo's Jake Pitcher, his first team's first, and it will send Frederick to the line here for Sidney. With 3:53 to go in this first quarter, we are tied 4-4. And stepping in, Frederick with the ball, his first foul shot is off the front of the rim and no good. Second shot coming here for Chris Frederick. A lot of new faces on both sides here, especially for Sidney. Mosier, I think, really, and maybe Alec Fogarty, who came off the bench a little bit last year, the only guys who really saw a ton of significant minutes a year ago. Second shot was missed there by Frederick. Rebound by Johnson, puts it up and in. Devin Johnson cleans up the mess, and Sidney leads 6-4 after the first bucket of the evening for Devin Johnson. 3:40 to go, first quarter. Sidney boys 6, Unitico 4. Top of the key now for Barber, who is scoreless so far for Unitico. Barber, little pump fake, splits two defenders, looks to pass down low, finds Pitcher. He couldn't finish the right-handed layup. Did everything but finish there, and a rebound by Mosier of Sidney. Across the midcourt timeline is Alec Fogarty. Now they go to Mosier at the top of the key. Bounce pass here looking for Prentice. Prentice at the left elbow now gives it back to Mosier straight away. Mosier into the paint, down low, tries a little right-handed layup. It won't go. Rebound Prentice, had it ripped out of his hands, and back up the floor for Unitego. Here's Miles Maureen, wants to take it right to the rim, gets it to go. Little pretty finger roll there for Miles Maureen, making it look smooth. And we're tied up at six with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Fogarty back across the big Sydney S at midcourt here at Sydney High School. Fogarty, right side, steps through, pull-up jumper, left it short. Not enough mustard on that one. And Jake Pitcher for Unitego with the rebound. Quickly outlet pass to Barber. Ahead now for Maureen. Back to Tori Gu. Steps back for a deep three. Died on the front of the rim and wouldn't go. Fogarty, a rebound. 2.5 to go first quarter. We're tied at six. And the Sydney boys with the basketball directing traffic here. They'll try to go to the high post. Pitcher almost stole it there for Unitego. Prentice with the ball. Tries to hand one off here to Frederick. Frederick at the top of the key will now go to Fogarty. Fogarty on the right side. Sydney trying to get a little more motion here on offense. It's a little stagnant here at the moment. They'll try to go to the high post. A pitcher knocked it out of bounds. With 2:03 to go in the first, we're tied 6-6. Unitego not afraid to go to the bench here. They're going to bring in Gesick, who is getting a quick break. Gu is going to come off. Luke Foster will check into the game here, as well as Garrett Backus. So everybody on this team has almost gotten in the game. I think they've used all their subs except one so far, if you're Unitego. And now the shot clock is going to be a shot clock violation against Sydney. With 1:57 to go in the first quarter, they just weren't aware as they got that ball in that it was so far down in the shot clock. So we're tied 6-6 between Sydney and Unitego. Shea Barber across midcourt on the left wing side as the Spartans go left to right. He tried to pass to the high post, stolen by Mosier. Good hands there by the senior for Sydney. Mosier's in the paint, stops, had it stripped away. Ball is loose and rolls out of bounds. Let's see who the possession is going to go to here. With 1:40 to go in this first quarter, Prentice comes to the bench and Ian Fogarty will check in now for the Warriors. Possession's going to stay with Sydney, so Fogarty will be doing the inbounding duties in front of the Unitego bench with 1:40 to go in the first quarter. We're tied 6-6. Fogarty with the basketball here for Sydney, waiting to get restarted. And Fogarty now looking to get the ball in. Finds Mosier on the left wing side. And now hands it right back to Fogarty. They'll get the play from head coach Justin Reho. They go to the right wing side. Into the right wing corner now. A floater for Johnson won't go, and a foul, I believe, on Mosier. Yes, it will be. Good box out position there by Shea Barber of Unitego, and Mosier went up over the back. So 1:28 to go in the first quarter. We're tied 6-6. Unitego girls are leading Sydney 24-5 after the first quarter. That game is up at Unitego tonight. If we get any more updates, we'll try to keep you posted there. Fogarty now is going to be whistled for a foul. Ian Fogarty, that is, as Barber was trying to take it to the rim, and he got hammered on the inside with 1:18 to go in the first. Charlie Thiel will check into the game now for Sydney, and Frederick will go to the bench. Looks like Anthony Morris is going to be checking in as well here for Sydney. As Coach Reho gets some of his starters a little bit of a breather here late in this first quarter. I think that's important. Try to keep your guys fresh here in this early part of the season where maybe some of these guys aren't in the best shape from the last couple of months that they've had off. Barber with a pull-up jumper from the foul line, no good. Rebound for Xavier Rance. That won't go, but Gesick says, I got you. And the big fella puts it up and in on that third chance. 1 minute to go in the first quarter. It's Unitego 8 and Sydney 6. Let's see if the Warriors can find the equalizer here late in this first frame. And so across midcourt, this is Fogarty. Now we'll hand one off to Thiel. Anthony Morris with the basketball. They go to the high post for Fogarty. Fogarty looking for some options. Bounce pass to the far side. Back for Anthony Morris. Morris one-on-one against his man with 35 seconds to go first quarter. Now back to Fogarty. We're going to have a charge here, and that will be called on Alec Fogarty. Actually, no. Let's see. Okay, that's going to be on Fogarty. I thought they were going to get Alec for the push-off there, but they actually got Ian Fogarty with the push-off as he was trying to set that screen. Timeout taken by Sydney. 34 seconds to go in the first. We'll take a break for 30 seconds. Unitego boys leading 8-6. We'll be back on CDO.
I
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
34 seconds to go here in the first quarter. The Unitego boys on the road are leading Sydney by a score of 8-6. Unitego will have the basketball late here in this first frame. And Unitego has the ball. They'll work it across midcourt. Unitego to the top of the key here for Shea Barber. The shot clock is off, so they can play for the final shot of the quarter if they want. And here is Barber, left wing side, closely guarded by Alec Fogarty. Now they'll work one to Xavier Rance on the right side. Now back to Barber with 10 seconds left. Barber gets a screen, goes to the left side, attacks, floater in the lane. Too strong, rebound for Sydney. 6 seconds left. Let's see if they can get a shot. Ball to midcourt. It was stripped. Gesick gets it. He's going to have to shoot at the buzzer. It's partially blocked. And that'll do it. End of the first quarter, Unitego 8, Sydney 6. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Franklin Railroad and Community Museum is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Located on Main Street in Franklin, the museum is open the last Sunday of each month from 1 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Come take a tour of the semi-restored Warwick Railroad car that was built in 1886. You can also browse through various Franklin artifacts, scrapbooks, and yearbooks. Take a trip back in time at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum. Good luck, Franklin basketball, from your friends at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum.
This is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. For over 15 years, we've been improving the indoor air quality of people's homes. When you have your air ducts cleaned by our professional truck-mounted vacuum system, you create a cleaner living environment, reduce allergens and irritants, remove unpleasant smells and odors, and improve the airflow efficiency of your furnace. Plus, air duct cleaning will reduce dust in your home, and our disinfectants kill mold, mildew, and viruses. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here on WCDO, and the Unitego boys have an 8-6 lead on the road over Sydney. I'm Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. We'll have games tonight and one tomorrow, one Friday, and one Saturday. So the high school basketball is in full force here over the next couple of nights. So stay tuned for a lot more games. Three ball straight away for Maureen. No good. Destin Gesick cleans up the mess and puts it in. Gesick has 6 points now for Unitego, and the Spartans lead Sydney 10-6 with 7:35 to go in the second quarter. Sydney in their first game here of this shortened season, looking to get the win on their home floor. Here is Ian Fogarty with the ball out at the top of the arc, and now we'll dish one off here for Charlie Field. Tries to take it to the rim. It's partially blocked, rolls off the front of the rim. Rebound for Barber. Ahead now for Miles Maureen. Back to Barber. Pump fakes, shimmies into the lane, tries to bounce one to Gesick off his hands, out of bounds, and back to Sydney with 7:15 to go in the second quarter. As I said, Barber had a team-high 17 points last night in Unitego's 3-point win over Edmiston. Josh Martin, the star for Edmiston, had 25 points and 10 rebounds in that game for the Panthers. And Edmiston, I believe tonight, let me look at my schedule here, Edmiston boys are at Cooperstown tonight, so that'll be a good game, too. They played last Saturday, and Cooperstown pulled away, but that'll be a good rematch, I would say. Warriors with the ball at the high post. They'll look to take it down. Low shot is no good. Another rebound for Barber. He's been tough on the glass so far for Unitego. Here is Barber across midcourt. Barber at the top of the key. Now we'll go for Miles Maureen. Steps in for three. Got it. Miles Maureen from downtown. Hits it. He's got five. Timeout taken by Sydney. And it's Unitego 13, Sydney 6 with 6:45 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville. Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Unitego boys leading 13-6 over Sydney with 6:45 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer down on Main Street in our CDO studios. And Sydney with the basketball, looking to get something going on offense here, looking for some options. They go to Alec Fogarty on the right side. Now back up top for Devin Johnson. Johnson back to Fogarty. So they work through the progressions on this offense. It's been a little stagnant so far. Now a steal by Torrey Goo of Unitego. Down the left wing side. Goo sliding in. Turnaround shot rattled in and out. And a rebound here for Fogarty. I think Goo might have got away with a little bit of a travel there, but missed the shot anyways. And Sydney will bring it back up the floor. Warriors need a bucket here as they go right to left. They go to Prentice at the high post. Stripped of the basketball once again. Quick hands by Goo. Into the hands of Jake Pitcher. Pitcher down the left side. Right-handed layup won't go. Another rebound for Fogarty. Numbers that they can hurry. Here comes Alec Fogarty. Tries to take it to the rim. Up and under. Won't go. Rebound for Pitcher. Pitcher tries an outlet pass, and it gets through everybody and somehow finds its way into the hands of Miles Maureen. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound underneath for Unitego. They try to kick it out, but a steal by Fogarty. And finally, he'll pump the brakes and look to reset the offense. A crazy little flurry there. Little up-and-down game here between the Spartans and the Warriors. 5:25 to go in the second. 13-6 the score. Unitego on top of Sydney Boys. Straightaway three here for the Warriors. Got it. There's a big three there from Devin Johnson. That's exactly what Sydney needed. They're back in this ball game as they trail 13-9. Here comes Unitego with the basketball and the lead. Across midcourt now for Miles Maureen. Maureen floats one to Torrey Goo. Now back to Maureen as Unitego goes left to right. They find Goo at the left elbow. Back to Maureen. Right side three. Left it short. Rebound for Peyton Mosier. Long outlet pass ahead, but Maureen was able to steal it. Somehow tiptoes along the sideline and keeps it in. Great steal by Maureen. And now a foul as he brought it into the lane and collided there with Peyton Mosier. That'll be the fourth foul on Sydney, only one on Unitego. That'll be the second personal on Peyton Mosier, who is going to be playing baseball for SUNY Cortland in the near future. So congratulations to him. That's exciting news. One of the best college baseball programs in New York State and throughout the country in Division III. 4:35 to go in the second quarter. It's 13-9. Unitego boys on top on the road here at Sydney. They work it into the interior for Pitcher. He was out of control there and lost control of the basketball. Here's Fogarty down the left wing side. Wants to pull it out and reset. Now foot on the line, tries a long shot here. Would have been a long two, but it was too strong. Rebound for Unitego, and here comes Torrey Goo. Goo through traffic, finds Pitcher. Turnaround shot fading away is good for Jake Pitcher. And he has 4 points, and Unitego pumps that lead back up to 15-9 as we hit 4 minutes to go in the second quarter here tonight in Sydney. Here's Fogarty across midcourt on the left wing side. Fogarty with a chest pass to the far side now looking for Peyton Mosier. Mosier will work it back out. Now to Devin Johnson. Steps into another three. Got it. Great looking shot there from Devin Johnson. He's got a game high 8 points so far on those back-to-back three-pointers, and it's 15-12. Maureen back the other way. His shot won't go. Tipped out of bounds. And looks like it's going to go back to Sydney with 3:38 to go in the second quarter. Actually, no, they will say it is with Unitego. Mosier is going to come to the bench, so Thiel will check back in. 3:38 to go in the second. 15-12 the score. Unitego boys on top by three, but Devin Johnson is keeping Sydney in this ballgame with those three balls. Nicely done. Here is Shea Barber, left side, gets to the interior, a little up and under. He is fouled, and Barber will have to head to the line with 3.5 to go in the second. Barber is in the hunt, I believe, for 1,000 points. He's only a junior, so you know, knock on wood, barring everything, he will be able to get there in the near future. I think he has an outside chance if he averages high enough that he could get it in this shortened season. And first shot is up and good there for Barber, his first points of the game. Unitico's got some girls and some guys looking at basketball milestones in the near future, hopefully. And second shot is good for Barber. So he goes 2 for 2 at the line, and Unitico leads 17-12 with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Fogarty up the left side of the floor. Again, Sidney is going right to left in the home whites tonight with the maroon trim. Unitico's in the green with the white trim. Fogarty, left side, they go to Prentice at the high post. Works one down low for Thiel, blocked out of there by Pitcher. Sidney's able to hold on to possession. Here's Johnson in the paint, and he is fouled as he tossed one up for about a five-footer there. And so Johnson will go to the line. With 3:12 to go in the second quarter, and our score, Unitico 17, Sidney 12. I think if you're a Warriors fan here, you're hoping that they can keep it right around here or maybe chip away a little bit before the halftime break. Sidney's still trying to find that early season rhythm here. It's amazing what a difference just those two games that Unitico has played. I think they just feel a little bit more comfortable. Sidney, you can see, starting to find their rhythm a little bit here. First shot at the line for Johnson is no good. Second shot coming here for Devin Johnson. So here's our leading scorer so far. Johnson has 8 for Sidney, and Gesick has 6 for Unitico and 5 for Miles Maureen for the Spartans. Johnson's second shot, also no good. Jake Pitcher skies for a rebound. He's been doing a great job on the glass for Unitico. Long pass ahead for Maureen. A floater in the lane. It won't go. Rebound underneath for guess who? Devin Johnson. And an outlet pass to Alec Fogarty. Both teams struggling to shoot the basketball a little bit here tonight at Sidney High School. Left wing side, a long three here is off the mark for Chris Frederick. And Pitcher with another rebound for Unitico. Ahead now for Shea Barber. A little up and under. That rolls off the back of the rim. Gesick is there, and he's fouled as he puts up the putback on the left wing side. And it looks like Gesick will be headed to the line here for Unitico. Foul's going to be on Johnson. So that's the sixth team foul on Sidney, the first here on Johnson. Two team fouls on Unitico so far here in the first half. With 2:43 to go in the second, here is Destin Gesick at the line for Unitico, and his first foul shot will not go. Unitico leading 17-12 here in the second quarter. You'll want to stay tuned. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. Gesick is able to rattle home the second shot, so he has 7 points, and Unitico leads by 6, 18-12, with 2:40 to go in the second quarter. Fogarty comes across the midcourt timeline, and he'll find his way to Frederick on the left side. His jumper is too far. Skims the backside of the rim, and a rebound for Unitico. Quickly down the left side of the floor for the Spartans. They go inside to Gesick, and it rolls off the front of the rim. Did everything but finish there. Good move in the post, but couldn't put it home. 2:20 to go in the second. Sidney trailing 18-12. Alec Fogarty with the ball at the top of the key. Now they go to Johnson. He tries an NBA range three, died on the front of the rim. Barber with a rebound. Barber quickly in transition, finds Gesick, and he's able to put this one in. Destin Gesick with 9 points. Timeout Sidney. 2:01 to go in the second quarter, and the Sidney boys are on top, or excuse me, the Unitico boys are on top of Sidney 20-12. We'll be back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sidney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sidney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sidney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sidney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
2 minutes to go in the second quarter. 20-12 is the score. Unitego boys on top of Sydney. I'm Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Remember that our website is brought to you by SFCU. We also have our game audio archive. You can go back and listen to any of these games that we've done this year or in the past, and it's all courtesy of SFCU. A minute 50 to go in the second quarter. A steal at midcourt by Miles Maureen. Takes it the length of the floor. It won't go, and we're going to have a foul underneath with a minute 48 to go in the second quarter. I think they're going to get this one on Destin Gesick. Yes, they will. He came flying in from behind for Unitego, trying to get that rebound, and went over the back of Ryan Secor, who is in the game now for Sydney, late here in the second quarter. Maureen to the bench, and pitcher will come in now for the Spartans. Unitego leading 20-12 with a minute 48 to go in the second quarter. So here is Fogarty in the backcourt, crosses the big Sydney S at midcourt. Going to the right wing side, a bounce pass, Secor at the left elbow, try to bounce pass through everybody. Last touched by Unitego, and it's going to stay with Sydney. Minute 36 to go, second quarter. And so Fogarty will be doing the inbounding duties. Looking on the baseline here, has to float one up, find Secor on the left side. Secor will hand one off back to Fogarty with 90 seconds to go in the second quarter. And Fogarty will work one out for Chris Frederick. We'll have a traveling violation on Sydney with a minute 27 to go in the second quarter. And our score 20-12. Unitego boys on top of Sydney here on the road in this matchup of MAC rivals. Always good when the Warriors and the Spartans get together in a little I-88 battle. Here is pitcher on the right side. Pull-up jumper for pitcher. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go down. Ball out of bounds. Going to stay with Unitego with a minute 12 to go in the second quarter. So underneath doing the inbounding duties will be Xander Rantz. He'll work one in. Finds Barber, who only has 2 points here in this first half. Sydney's going to has done a good job on him defensively. Barber's going to toss that one away. Was trying to go to the interior there for Gesick, and went through his hands and out of bounds. So Sydney, despite struggling on offense, are still in this game. Only down 8 with 1 minute to go before the halftime break. Big possession here for the Warriors if they could get a bucket up on the board here to try to slice this lead back down. They try to go to the interior. A steal by Barber, though. He's doing a lot of the other little things. Ahead now for pitcher. Pitcher with a floating jumper in the lane, no good. Johnson with a rebound for Sydney. Home run pass ahead now for Chris Frederick. Frederick down the right side. Back out, Johnson pump fakes on the three, takes it inside. The kiss off the glass won't go. Rebound loose on the floor. Unitego comes away with it with 30 seconds to go. Gesick, the big man, trying to go coast to coast, and that's off the mark with his left-handed layup. 25 seconds to go, second quarter. Coach Riho shouting out that he wants one shot here. Shot clock is off, and they'll go to Johnson. Johnson now looking for his options at the top of the key. Johnson now will look for Alec Fogarty. Fogarty has his pocket picked. It's going to go out of bounds, but it's going to be a foul on Unitego. Will be on Barber for a reach-in with 11 seconds to go in the second quarter. Team foul situation, Unitego with 4 and Sydney with 6. So 11 seconds to go in the second quarter. Alec Fogarty will look to get it in. They're stacking up here right at the top of the arc. Fogarty gets it in, finds Secor. Secor stops, almost at his pocket pick. Torrey Gu, good hustle for Unitego, goes sliding out of bounds as he tipped that ball. But it will stay with Sydney with 7.5 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Fogarty, again, will be doing the inbounding duties. Looking to get this ball in and maybe get a shot off here with 7 seconds to go. Fogarty looking for options. It's going to be close here. He didn't get it in. Zebra Crew, oh no, excuse me, they got a timeout here. Unitego, and I thought that he had run out of time there, but Sydney bails him out with a timeout. So we're going to step away for 30 seconds with the score. Unitego 20 and Sydney 12. We'll be back on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
7 seconds to go in the second quarter. Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull. Tonight on CDO, it's 20-12. The Sydney boys are trailing Unitego here tonight at Sydney High School. Warriors trying to get the ball in. They go to Frederick. Frederick down low in the paint, tries to toss one up. It was blocked, and the ball comes away. We're going to have a traveling violation here on Unitego. So with 1 second left, Sydney's going to have the ball, so they're pretty much going to have to just toss it in and try to toss one up here. Score from up in Unitego. The Unitego girls are leading Sydney 47-13 with about 3 minutes left in the third quarter. That game at the U tonight. Warriors looking to get it in. They do. Shot by Johnson at the buzzer. Too long. No good. Our halftime score, Unitego 20, Sydney 12. We'll be back with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes here on WCDO.
This year, switch to Mirabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Mirabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Mirabito, where our people make energy different. 2-8.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. It's our halftime report here brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. Mirabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Mirabito, our people make energy different. And at halftime, it's the Unitego boys leading Sydney 20-12. Here is our scoring summary. First for Unitego, 9 points for Destin Gesick, 5 for Miles Maureen, and 2 for Shea Barber. And 4 for Jake Pitcher. So 9, 5, 4, and 2 for Unitego. On the other side for Sydney, 8 points by Devin Johnson, and then 2 apiece for Alec Fogarty and Chris Prentice. So Sydney trying to get some of those first game jitters out and find a way to get back in this ball game. For not shooting the ball well and kind of getting their feet underneath them, to only be down 8 points, this could easily be a game that Sydney could get their way back into here, because Unitego hasn't been shooting very well at all either. So this is a game that is still wide open here as we prepare for the third quarter. Just want to give you a update on what we'll be doing for the rest of the week in terms of games. Tomorrow night we have the Delhi girls at Franklin. That game is now a 5:30 tip-off, so make sure to join us a little bit earlier tomorrow. Delhi at Franklin is at 5:30. That should be interesting. Delhi, very, very good team. Sylvia Little is getting some Division I looks, a very good player, fills up the stat sheet, and they'll be going up against Franklin, which has Kayla Campbell. Kayla had 46 points last night for Franklin. Franklin was down 20-2 at the end of the first quarter against Walton on the road, came all the way back and won 58-54, 46 points for Kayla Campbell. And we did a game last week where she had 44 against GMU, so she is just putting that team on her back, along with her sister Marissa and a couple other players, and saying, hey, we're going to get this done. On Friday night, we'll have the Edmiston boys at GMU. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off. And on Saturday at 6 o'clock, we're going to have the Delhi girls at Norwich. Really looking forward to that game. We had Oneonta girls in Norwich last night. That was a fantastic game. They are playing again tonight. Last night was in Norwich. Tonight's in Oneonta. So very excited to see how that rematch goes tonight, and also to see how Delhi and Norwich goes on a Saturday. And that's one thing about this shortened season, is we're seeing a lot of fun matchups. When you look ahead to next week, a bunch of fun matchups there. When you talk about Unitego and Norwich girls getting together, I think that's going to be fun next week. Cooperstown and Oneonta boys, I think that's going to be a fun matchup. So just across the board, I think there's a lot of good games coming up. Sydney's schedule is absolutely packed. When you look at the Sydney boys, okay, so they have their game here tonight. Unitego is at Sydney here tonight. Tomorrow night, it's Walton boys here at Sydney. And then on Saturday, it will be Sydney boys at Walton. So they have 3 games this week. And then next week, the battle continues. A lot more games coming up here for the Sydney boys and the Sydney girls. I do have an update on the Sydney girls. At the end of the third quarter, they are trailing 56-15 up at Unitego. And, Unitego just stacked again this year. The Perry sisters, of course, Jenna Faulkner. The list goes on there. And they have a lot of young talent, too, when you talk about Maddie Wilsey and you talk about Kylie Musa and Alexa Lucia and Bailey McCoy. Just a lot of young players on that team. Of course, they're going to lose Faulkner and the Perrys this year. But, boy, they're going to reload again next year. So the rich get richer in Unitico. That's what I always joke with Coach Z about. Somehow they always have a good player or two in the pipeline. So it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report here. Remember that Marabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. Our score at the half here, Unitico boys leading Sydney 20-12. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Getting ready for the start of the third quarter here in Sydney. It's the Unitico boys leading Sydney 20-12. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO. Thanks for joining us online, too, at WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. And thanks for tuning in for our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Also, stay tuned after the game. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. That'll be always fun to pick our three award winners for each game that we do here on the radio. Start of the third quarter, we're going to have a foul on Sydney as Tory Goo got another steal there, took it away from Alec Fogarty, and he reached to try to slow him down and picked up the foul. So that's the second foul here on, or no, the fourth foul. I'm not sure who they got that on. We're going to check here. Straight away, three there by Goo is out of bounds. So our score still 20-12. They put that on Chris Frederick. Excuse me. So Frederick has his fourth foul, if I'm not mistaken. So 7:35 to go in this third quarter, and Fogarty will come across midcourt. And this will go to Prentice at the high post. Now hands one back off for Fogarty. Fogarty inside for Prentice. That one is off the mark and no good. And now for Shea Barber. Barber, a long pass ahead. It was tipped, but somehow finds its way into the hands of pitcher. He puts it up. No good. Second shot opportunity. This one won't go down. It's like there's a lid on the rim, and now a rebound for Fogarty. Sydney here in the second half going left to right. He has Sydney has the white uniforms with the maroon trim. They'll go to Frederick on the near side, tipped away, and now we're going to have an over and back. And so the ball will go to Unitico. I'm going to correct myself one more time. That foul was on Fogarty. Yes, that will be on Fogarty. Sorry, I can't figure that one out in my head. I'm sorry. And now we'll go to Shea Barber on the left wing side. Barber with a little spin move into the paint, takes it down low, puts it off the glass and in. And that's vintage Shea Barber right there. He has 4 points. And Unitico is on top 22-12. So a 10-point lead now for the Spartans. Here comes Fogarty across midcourt. Now they go to Frederick. Frederick tried to pass one to Devin Johnson. Lost control of it. Ball loose on the floor. Spartans will come away with it. And back across the midcourt timeline. Here is Shea Barber. Takes it to the rim. It won't go. Rebound Destin Gesick. Puts it up and in. Gesick into double figures with 11 points. And Unitego now leads 24-12. Their biggest lead here of the evening. Going to try to get you some score updates from Oneonta and Norwich girls as well here. Straightaway three for Fogarty. Bang! Got it from downtown. Fogarty now with 5 points. And that was a big shot there for Sydney. They needed that for the momentum. And it's 24-15 with 5:55 to go in the third quarter. Here is Barber. Barber flips one off, finds Gesick, puts it up and in, and he's fouled. Gesick now with 13, and he's going to go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. And so the foul will be on Frederick. Yes, that's Frederick's first. See, I'm learning here as I go here tonight, folks. So 5:50 to go in this third quarter. Foul is on Frederick, his first, and the team's second. Score is Unitego 26 and Sydney 15, and Gesick is headed to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. So Gesick settles in. His shot at the line is good, and Gesick is up to 14 points now for Unitego. So the Warriors will get it in, and they go to Fogarty. Little full-court pressure coming from Unitego. Fogarty handles it very nicely, gets into the front court, tries to pass one down low to Mosier, went through his hands. He was able to somehow tap it back to Fogarty, who was fouled as he goes up for the right-handed layup with 5:37 to go in the third, and Unitego leading 27-15. Norwich girls, late in the first quarter, are leading 14-13. Must be another good game tonight, that game at Oneonta. Last night was in Norwich, with Oneonta coming away with a 68-60 victory. The boys' game was closed last night, too. So that should be another fun one. Fogarty at the line. His shot rattles in and out. Second shot coming here for Fogarty, who has seen a bulk of the minutes here tonight at the point guard position for Sydney. Handles the ball very, very well. Fogarty's second shot, no good. Rattled in and out. Pitcher with a rebound. Outlet pass for Miles Maureen. Boy, Jake Pitcher has been a monster on the glass tonight for Unitego. A lot of credit to him. Pitcher steps out for a long two here off the mark, and a rebound for Devin Johnson from Sydney. So the Warriors still in this ball game, trailing 27-15. They're going to have to find a way to start putting the ball in the hole, though. They'll feed one for Devin Johnson. Bounce pass to the far side for Charlie Thiel. Thiel will work it to the high post for Ian Fogarty, who's back into the game. They try to go to the interior now for Mosier. Mosier passes one back to the inside after he had to chase the ball down. It was stolen. Gesick had it, but then he was stripped from behind. And Devin Johnson will come in. Johnson now to Mosier on the right wing baseline as Sydney goes left to right. He'll dribble it back up down inside, and this one is blocked as that was Fogarty off the pass from Mosier taking it to the rim. And it looks like Fogarty's going to head right back to the line here. So the foul, first foul on Tori Gu here for Unitego. And so this will send Fogarty right back to the line. And these foul shots are going to be very important here for Sydney if they want to try to get back in this game. And Fogarty cannot hit the first one from the line. Luke Foster comes in for Unitego. Pitcher's going to get a well-deserved breather. He's been playing very well. Garrett Backus will come in as well for Unitego. So, yeah, Unitego's used every guy on the bench so far here tonight in a nice little rotation for Coach Travis Woods. Second shot for Fogarty at the line is good. So Alec now with 6 points makes it 27-16. The Unitego boys on top of Sydney. Here's Barber at the foul line, stripped, gets it back, wants to take it inside. The kiss off the glass is good for Barber, and he has 6 points. And it gives Unitego a 29-16 lead with 4:35 to go in the third quarter. And so the pressure is still coming from Unitego in the front court. Sydney's able to get through with Devin Johnson on the right side of the floor. Johnson now will flip one back to Alec Fogarty with 4:20 to go, third quarter. Sydney going left to right, now at the top of the key. Fogarty will dish one into the breadbasket here of Charlie Thiel. Thiel lost it at midcourt. Foster with a steal, and they're going to say he traveled as he picked up that basketball and tried to go off to the races. Good hustle there by Luke Foster. But just shuffled his feet there at midcourt as he was trying to take off and get that uncontested breakaway layup. Now a steal by Miles Maureen off the inbounds pass. Tries to take it to the rim. It was blocked by Fogarty. Ball still inbounds. Now they say that Shea Barber did step out. Good steal by Maureen just to break that down. He came in, tried to go for a reverse layup. It was blocked. Barber tried to save it, but stepped on the line. So the ball back to Sydney. 30-second timeout coming up as Sydney takes a break. Unitego boys lead 29-16, 4 minutes to go in the third here on CDO.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services, as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
4:03 to go in this third quarter. Unitego boys leading 29-16 over Sydney. End of the first quarter up there in Oneonta. Norwich girls leading 19-17 over Oneonta. Looks like that's going to be another great game tonight between the Jackets and the Purple Tornado. That's a fun rivalry, those two. I'm excited to see Delhi take on Norwich, Unitego take on Norwich. That Unitego and that Unitego Oneonta series was great. A lot of fun matchups so far here in this shortened season. This is another one here tonight. It's always great when it's Unitego Sydney, no matter what the sport. And Sydney's trying to claw their way back into this game with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's 29-16. Sydney has the basketball. They beat the press very nicely that time. Great pass. And finishing it off, there was Charlie Teal on the good look from Ian Fogarty. And here comes Maureen across midcourt as it's 29-18. Here's Barber, zips into the lane, shot won't go. Barber gets his own rebound, muscles it up, puts it in, he's fouled, and will go to the line. Barber has not been connecting on many of his shots, but he makes Sydney pay right there on that three-point play opportunity. And he'll head to the line with 3:40 to go in this third quarter. And the score is 31-18, Unitego is on top of Sydney. Shea Barber's shot rattles in. So Barber now has 9. So you have Gesick with 14 and Barber with 9. And now a steal puts it up and in. Barber with the play there, and he's got 11. Zips it right down the floor here for Fogarty. Fogarty will now leave one back for Johnson. 3:20 to go in this third quarter. It's 34-18. Fogarty with the basketball at the top of the key. Now we'll leave one for Johnson. Johnson closely guarded by Luke Foster of Unitego. Maureen with a steal and a head now for Barber. He's trying to heat up. Barber will take it to the rim. It's good. Barber now with 13, and he's starting to get real hot. And it's Unitego 36 and Sydney 18 with 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Mosier tried to zip one back to the far side looking for Fogarty. Knocked out of bounds by Maureen. Sydney will control the basketball. And so now they'll look to work it in. Sydney's trying to make some substitutions here. With 2:55 to go in the third, Secor is going to check back in, as well as Anthony Morris. So Coach Riho using some of his reserves here late in this third quarter with 2:55 to go in the third. Mosier will look to get it in. Mosier will find Anthony Morris in the backcourt, stolen away, tipped out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Unitego. Morris went over to get it, and he got tied up there with Garrett Backus of Unitego, and it bounced off the leg of Morris out of bounds. And so Unitego's going to get it back. They go to Maureen. He is such a quick guard, and I think he just makes opposing guards nervous because he's got those hands that just always look to take it away. And they go to the right side, taking it inside now for Unitego is Xander Rance. He is fouled and will head to the line with 2:40 to go in the third, and it's 36-18. Unitego boys on top of Sydney. And it looks like the score is 68-28. I'll try to confirm if this is a final, but the Unitego girls on top of Sydney up there at the U. And let's see, looks like first foul shot is no good there for Xander Rance. And so, yes, looks like Unitigo girls will walk away with the victory over Sydney tonight. Second shot for Rance, in and out, and a rebound here, but an over-the-back foul on Luke Foster for Unitigo as he came crashing in there on the glass and gets whistled for a over-the-back, his first and the team's third. Team foul situation, Sydney with four, Unitigo with three. In the backcourt here for Mosier, zips one far side looking for Morris, tried to save it inbounds. Going to be a foul on the sideline, far side on Unitigo. Foul's going to be on Rance, who was pushing on Anthony Morris on the sideline. With 2.5 to go in the third, it's 36-18. Maureen's going to go to the bench, and Mike Wheeler will check in now for Unitigo. And another substitution will be coming at the next whistle as James Wright will come in for Unitigo. So this is Fogarty on the right side of the floor, steps in, thought about a three, thought better of it. Now works one back up to Mosier, far side, here looking for Anthony Morris, tipped away, and Unitigo will steal it and bring it back down the floor. In transition, going to be a charge. Yeah, coming in there was Rance, and he was looked like a runaway freight train. And a good job by Sydney to take the contact there and get the charge call. So here comes James Wright into the game now for Unitigo. Jake Pitcher will get another breather for the Spartans. With it, Unitigo on top of Sydney, 36-18 with 2:10 to go in this third quarter. And here is Mosier, zips one back to Fogarty. They'll try to work it up the far side, looking for Morris. Ball loose on the floor, safely back into the hands of Mosier, and now to Fogarty with 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. Now to Morris on the far side. Morris to the high post finds Secor with a little fadeaway shot. Mosier looking for the rebound, tipped off of Unitigo. Good job by Mosier as he just kind of shoved it off of James Wright there. And so this will be Sydney holding on to control of the basketball with 11 seconds left here on the shot clock and 1:50 to go in this third quarter. They'll work it into Mosier. Mosier will come back and find Fogarty. Into the corner for Morris, steps back for three and got it. Anthony Morris from downtown makes it 36-21. This is still manageable for Sydney if they could start making some shots. Unitigo back the other way. A step back long two, no good. Foster with a rebound. He got tied up with Secor. The initial shot came from Mike Wheeler on a long two-pointer with 1:30 to go in the third. And it's 36-21. Unitigo boys on top of Sydney. And Chris Frederick will check into the ball game now here for the Sydney Warriors. And so Unitigo will look to work the ball in. And they do, but it bounces off the hands here of Garrett Backus. Oh, Backus thought it was going to be an over and back, and he shuffled his feet, instead gets the travel call. Unfortunate luck there for the Spartans. And so with 1:27 to go here in the third, it's the Unitigo boys leading Sydney 36-21. I'm Nate Lowell. Thanks for joining us on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Brought to you by SFCU. Here's Fogarty, step back three. Brushed off the side of the rim. It wouldn't go. Rebound for Unitigo. And Garrett Backus. Backus across midcourt. Passes down low here for Foster. Little up and under. It's blocked, but he is fouled by Chris Frederick. And Luke Foster will head to the line now for the Spartans. With 1:06 to go in this third quarter. And stepping in at the line will be Foster, looking for his first points of the ball game. So Foster's first shot is up and good. 37-21 is the score now for Unitigo. And second shot coming for Foster. This one is short, skim the front of the rim. Looks like a violation there on Unitigo, so Sydney will get the ball with 1:06 to go in the third. And Mosier will have it, and will work it into Morris. Morris back to Mosier. Unitigo coming with some full-court pressure, trying to keep this pressure on Sydney. Make it hard for them to get back in this game. Sydney does break it. They get across midcourt. They'll work one back to Alec Fogarty. Fogarty with 50 seconds to go in the third. They'll pump one into the corner now for Chris Frederick. Frederick will go back to Anthony Morris and now to Fogarty with 10 on the shot clock. Fogarty, bounce pass, finds Secor. Good cut back door by Mosier, up and in. And Peyton Mosier is able to score his first points of the ball game, making it 37-23. Unitego boys on top of Sydney with 25 seconds to go in this third quarter. Right side of the floor now for Rance. Rance inside, and he is fouled and will head to the line with 21 seconds to go in the third. Score update from that Oneonta Norwich girls game. OHS is up 23-21 early in the second quarter in that ball game. And yes, our final score for that Unitego girls game, 68-28 over Sydney. Shot at the line here for Rance is up and no good. Second one coming here at the line for Unitego. Want to stay tuned after tonight's ball game. We'll have our three awards, offense, defense, and all-purpose, as Rance is able to make the second shot here. That's his first points of the ball game for Unitego, as the Spartans lead 38-23 with 15 seconds to go here in this third quarter. And Sydney will get the ball across midcourt. Looking to get it to the interior here for Frederick. His shot won't go. Second chance opportunity is up and good for Chris Frederick. His first bucket of the night. 2 seconds left. Is Unitego going to be able to get a shot off? They do. No good. End of the third quarter. It's Unitego 38, Sydney 25. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back with the start of the fourth quarter here on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. 38-25 the score here. Unitego boys are on top of Sydney as we start the fourth quarter here tonight at Sydney High School. I'm Nate Lull. Glad to have you along as we're going to have high school basketball for you all week on WCDO. And again, tomorrow night will be an early start. It'll be a 5:30 start as the Delhi girls are at Franklin. Looking forward to that game. We'll have a boys game again on Friday when Josh Martin, one of the best players in the area at Edmiston, travel over to take on Gavin Bonskowski and Gilbertsville Mount Upton. Start of the fourth quarter here, it's 38-25. Unitego boys taking on Sydney, and Unitego has the lead. Here is Anthony Morris at the top of the key. Goes to the far side, works it inside now for Frederick. Back out for Fogarty. Works it to the inside off the glass, it won't go. Rebound tip to Secor, pull-up shot, that won't go. Mosier doing the work of a man on the inside, trying to muscle it up himself, and we're going to have a foul on Unitego. Fouls are pretty even on both sides, as Sydney has six team fouls, and this is going to be the sixth on Unitego. So very even foul calling here in the second half. Foul is going to be on Gesick. That is his third, and again, the team's sixth, with 7.5 to go in this fourth quarter. Mosier's first shot from the line is no good, and Sydney has struggled from the charity stripe so far here tonight. 38-25 is the score. Second shot coming for Mosier, up and good. Mosier now with 3 points for Sydney. And it's 38-26 with 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Right side of the floor now for Tori Gu. They go to Shea Barber, left side. Barber with 13 points tonight. We'll now leave one for Miles Maureen. Step back three. We're going to have a foul underneath. Shot by Maureen was no good. Let's see who this one was on with 7:17 to go in the fourth. Going to be on Ryan Secor as both teams were jockeying for position down low. Secor with a little bit of an extra push. So this is going to send Unitego to the line with 7:17 to go in the fourth. And so Gesick, with a game-high 14 points, will step to the line here for Unitego. First shot here for Gesick is no good. Skimmed the front of the rim. Left it short. Secor with a good rebound for Sidney. And an outlet pass to Fogarty. He gets across midcourt. Fogarty getting worked on here by Miles Maureen on defense. He's been in his shorts a lot of the night. They go to Mosier on the left side. Thought about a three, but didn't release it. Mosier pumps one back up to Morris. They try to go to the high post. It was tipped. Rolls out of bounds. And, oh, it's going to stay here with Sidney. Unitigo let that one go. I think they thought it was last touched by a Sidney player, but it wasn't. So 6:55 to go, fourth quarter. It's 38-26. And the Sidney boys will be doing the inbounding duties here underneath their own basket. We'll have our three awards at the end of tonight's game brought to you by NBT Bank, Mirabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sidney. So stay tuned for that. Into the corner, a long, deep three ball there is good for Anthony Morris. His second three of the game. That makes it 38-29. Morris with 6 points. 6:40 to go in the fourth. Sidney is still in this ball game here, folks. Torrey Gu with the basketball. He finds Jake Pitcher. Pitcher takes it to the right side. Will work one off for Gesick. Pull-up jumper is good. A good dish by Pitcher, and Gesick says, I'll take that. And the jumper on the baseline makes it 40-29. So Unitigo with an 11-point lead with 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Mosier in the backcourt. Sidney looking to break the press here. Mosier's going to get real close to midcourt. Has to dive through. He was stripped of the ball. Here comes Miles Maureen. Left-handed layup is good. Miles Maureen now with 7 points. And that press is causing Sidney a lot of trouble. And it's 42-29 with 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter. And here is Devin Johnson now finding Mosier. Mosier will fly one up the court here. And it was intercepted by Gesick. Now for Torrey Gu to Shea Barber on the right side. Barber into the paint, floating jumper, no good. Gesick is there. The big man puts it up and he's fouled. Shot won't go, but he'll head to the line with 5:40 to go in this fourth quarter. Just when you thought maybe that three ball by Anthony Morris was going to spark Sidney to get back in this game, a couple of back-to-back buckets there from Unitigo. Pumps their lead back up to 42-29 with 5:40 to go here in the fourth at Sidney High School. Gesick for Unitigo. His first shot is good. So Gesick with 17. And here is Cameron Harris checking into the ball game now for Sidney. Peyton Mosier is going to come to the bench. So Harris is in, and Gesick will have his second foul shot at the line. And this one is short. Rebound here by Chris Frederick. Fisher would have been a couple of years ago, folks, on this Sidney team. 5:38 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 43-29. Going to be a 1-1 for Sidney now. Good rebounding position there by Frederick. Foul is on Miles Maureen for jumping over the back. So 5:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Can Sidney get a little bit of a spark here? Maybe chip their way back into this game. They're going to have to handle the press. They're going to have to take care of the ball. And they're going to have to make foul shots too, which they have struggled with so far tonight. Frederick is at the line here for the Warriors with 5:38 to go in the fourth. And his first shot is up and good. So Frederick makes the first shot, making it 43-30 with 5:38 to go in this fourth quarter. And the second shot coming here for Sidney. Frederick at the line, bricked it off the back of the rim. Rebound loose on the floor. Secor was able to wrestle it away, but lost it to Destin Gesick. Gesick, the big man, back down the floor looking for a guard to help him out. Finds Pitcher, takes it inside, and Pitcher traveled. And so Sidney's going to get it back with 5:27 to go in the fourth quarter. Unitigo just looked a little frazzled there as they tried to bring it down the court. You always hear coaches say when the big man has it, get it to a guard, get it to a guard. So that's what Gesick was trying to do there. A steal now by Sidney on the press. Pitcher takes it inside, lost control of it, and it was knocked out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Sidney. So Unitigo gets a steal, they lose it out of bounds, and Sidney gets it back. That seems to be the theme over the last minute and a half here. Harris will get the ball in. It was stolen by Maureen on the inbounds pass. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with Sidney. So they get bailed out there. Actually, no, it's going to turn it back over to Unitigo. So a turnover by Sidney with 5:18 to go in the fourth. Miles Maureen will be doing the inbounding duties here on the baseline for Unitigo. They work it into Barber. Barber on the right side steps into a three, left it short, rebound here for Sidney. A long one for Devin Johnson. Johnson across midcourt, stops, zips one to Frederick. Long two here for Frederick is good. Frederick has 5 points. And with 4:55 to go, It is 43-32. Unitego is on top of Sydney. Warriors need some good defense here. Here is Maureen. Wants to take it to the rim. Can't get it to go. Rebound here for Sydney. And Devin Johnson was fouled as he ripped it down, and that's going to send him to the line with 4:46 to go in the fourth. If you're a Sydney fan, this is what you want. You want to try to have the clock stopped and keep your team chipping away at it here from the line. So this is going to be some key foul shots here once again from Devin Johnson. So Johnson will step in at the free throw line here. Johnson for the Warriors. His first shot is in and out. Hit the back of the rim, the front of the rim, and then pop free. Barber with an outlet pass. 4:40 to go. Unitego leading 43-32. Barber into the corner. Tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with Unitego. Well, that was tough to tell who that one popped off of. Unitego will keep control of it. Miles Maureen will be doing the inbounding duties. Harris will be guarding him. And Unitego gets it in. They find Gesick, takes it to the rim. He lays it up and in. Gesick now with 19, the big man for Unitego. And it is Unitego 45, Sydney 32 with 4:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Harris with the ball in the backcourt will have a traveling violation there, and Unitego will get it back. They'll be inbounding the basketball in front of their own bench again with 4:25 to go in the fourth quarter. And Shea Barber will be doing the inbounding duties here. Mosier's going to come back into the ball game, and Harris will have a seat on the bench for Sydney. And so Unitego will look to get it in. They'll go to Miles Maureen. Maureen, nice crossover move there. Zips one into the corner. Finds Barber for three. No. Not enough mustard on that one. Mosier with a rebound. Off to the races like he shot out of a cannon. Mosier wants to take it to the rim. It's a charge. Good job by Torrey Gu. Planted his feet in the floor there. Absorbed the contact and took the charge. With 4:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. And so Unitego will get the ball back as they're trying to hang on for a road victory tonight over their key rival. Sydney bringing a little 1-2-2 press here. Unitego's able to handle it. They get across the midcourt timeline. Here is Barber. Barber inside, little left-handed floater is up and good. So Barber has 15, and it's 47-32 with 3:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. Unitego's going to bring in a whole bunch of substitutes here at the next whistle as all five are going to make a change. And Sydney comes across midcourt. And the kiss off the glass is up and good there for Chris Frederick. And he has 7 points. All just in the last couple of minutes here. Unitego takes it down the length of the floor. It won't go. Shot there was by Destin Gesick, but he was fouled as Frederick was streaking back trying to guard him. So with 3:35 to go in the fourth quarter, this will be Gesick heading back to the line here to shoot some foul shots for Unitego. Everybody else is going to come out. Looks like Barber is going to end his night with 15 points, and Miles Maureen will end his night with 7 points for Unitego. Jake Pitcher with 4, but he's been an animal on the glass tonight, that's for sure, for the Spartans. Gesick's first shot won't go. And so Gesick's shot will be his last of the night here before he gets a substitute. So 3:35 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 47-34. Gesick's shot is good. So Destin Gesick with 20 points. Excellent effort for the Unitego big man here as he'll have a seat with Unitego leading 48-34 with 3:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Fogarty in the backcourt. Unitego still bringing some pressure even with their substitutes here. Mosier to the left side of the floor looks to zip it through and does here to Chris Frederick. Frederick back into the corner now for Devin Johnson. His three is a knuckleball and won't go. And Unitego rips down the board with Garrett Backus. Backus dribbles behind the back. Nice move there. Pulls up for three, but it's an air ball. And the rebound here for the Warriors. Good look there. It just wouldn't go. The ball now loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it. Sydney somehow comes up with it to Prentice. And now to Mosier. Banks one off the glass and it won't go. Rebound here for Luke Foster of Unitego. With 2:50 to go in this fourth quarter. Across midcourt now for Mike Wheeler. And to the far side for Rance. Takes it. Shot off the glass. Won't go. Mosier with a rebound. Sprinting. Using that speed down the floor. Mosier in traffic. Lost it out of bounds. It's going to go back to Unitego. With a 2:38 to go in the fourth. So Sydney getting their first game in here tonight. They'll be back at it right away. As tomorrow will be the Walton boys visiting Sydney here. with 2.5 to go in this fourth quarter. Unitego back down the floor. They're going to find Foster, and Foster traveled on that little spin move with 2:27 to go in this fourth quarter. He just moved that pivot foot. You can tell he's frustrated. Made a great move, but he moved that pivot foot. And so Sydney's going to get the ball back with the score. Unitego 48 and Sydney 34. And here is Mosier again, working against that press. Lofts it over the top of it. Good time here as they go down low to Prentice. Foster with the foul with 2:15 to go. And so this will send Prentice to the line. And Prentice with 2 points so far here tonight. Let's look at our scoring leaders. Devin Johnson with 8, Chris Frederick with 7, Fogarty, Alec that is, and Anthony Morris with 6 points apiece for Sydney. Prentice first shot won't go. On the other side, 20 points for Destin Gesick, 15 for Shea Barber, and 7 for Miles Maureen. Looks like the Oneonta girls are ahead 30-24 over Norwich at the break. That game up at OHS tonight. And Sydney's going to take a timeout here with 2:16 to go in the fourth. And our score is 48-34. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Unitego boys on top of Sydney here on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
48-34, Unitego boys on top of Sydney here on the road tonight at Sydney High School. Thanks for joining us. I'm Nate Lowe. It's been fun to get back to high school basketball. If you're out there driving around wondering, Nate, how are they playing basketball? Well, a couple weeks ago, I'll give you the shortened version here. We did get the okay at the state level to play sports again. There's no fans in attendance here. All the athletes, all the table workers, the officials, myself, we all have to be wearing masks. So it's very quiet in here. The only real groups are both teams. They don't shake hands at the end of the game. They wave to each other, and then they just head out the door. So it's very, very controlled. And it's a good atmosphere, and the kids, even though they got the mask on, you can tell they're smiling underneath there. They're so happy to be back. 2:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. Unitego with the basketball. Some of the reserves are in right now for the Spartans. They've done a good job. And Coach Woods really just rotated everybody through tonight. Everybody got a chance to play. Now a steal here by Sydney. Trying to go coast to coast. The layup is no good. Fogarty with the rebound. It's out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Unitego. Good job there by Foster to hustle back. Minute 50 to go here in this fourth quarter. It's 48-34. And across the midcourt timeline, Unitego with the basketball. Trying to break the 50-point barrier. They had 49 last night. They got 48 here. Can they get that bucket? And here is Unitego again going right to left there in the green with the white and the black trim. Here is Foster on the left side. Good move by Foster. Using that speed. Takes it down low. Lost control of the ball. And we're going to have a foul on Sydney. So this is going to send Foster to the line. And so Thiel will be whistled for the foul there. And so this will send Foster back to the line here. He has 1 point so far tonight on a free throw. And we'll step in. First shot rattled in and out for Foster with a 1:25 to go. And Unitego in control right now, 48-34. Unitego boys will be at Cooperstown tomorrow, so they'll be right back at it too, as Foster goes 0-2. I feel like that Cooperstown team, after we saw them last Friday at Norwich, they found their groove the next day when they had a big win over Edmiston on the road, so I think Cooperstown's going to be a tough team to contend with. Now a steal by Sydney. Trying to go the length of the floor, a steal and the bucket there from Devin Johnson. He has 10 points. And it's 48-36 with a minute to go. Unitego boys on top. In the backcourt, they'll break the press. Working it across the midcourt timeline. Fouled there. Mike Wheeler was fouled, so he will go to the line. with 55 seconds to go. So this is fun. I mean, you got Travis Woods, new, not new, but he's a younger coach here for Unitigo. And he's been at it the last couple of years. And now you have Justin Riho in his first varsity game here tonight after a couple of years of coaching JV. First bucket is good here at the line for Mike Wheeler. So Riho taking over for Mike Brzee, who again was just a legend. A couple of state championships as the second shot is no good there for Mike Wheeler. Over 400 career victories for Mike Brzee. It's going to be a tough one to replace. But I just love seeing the new young energetic coaches on the sideline. That's fun to see. Deep step back three there for Sydney and Devin Johnson. Wow, that one was from Bainbridge. 49-39 now the score. Unitigo trying to hang on with 30 seconds to go. And now we'll have a steal by Fogarty. Fogarty is going to take it the length of the floor. Puts it up and in. Fogarty now with 8 points. And it's 49-41 with 20 seconds left. Unitigo in the backcourt. Across the midcourt timeline. They'll work it to Wheeler. 15 seconds left. And Unitigo will back it out and run off the rest of the clock here. So a nice spirited effort there by Sydney at the end. But Unitigo is going to pick up the victory here tonight. 49-41 behind 20 points from Destin Gesick. So the Spartans are victorious here tonight. Postgame show coming up. We'll see in a little bit on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to Sydney High School. Our final score tonight, the Unitigo boys defeat Sydney 49-41. Nice little effort there by Sydney at the end to come back and close that gap a little bit. But Unitigo holds on for the 49-41 victory here tonight. Let's do our scoring summary first for Unitigo. 20 points for Destin Gesick. That's a game high here tonight. 15 from Shea Barber, 7 from Miles Maureen, 4 from Jake Pitcher, 1 apiece from Mike Wheeler, Xander Rance, and we have Luke Foster with 1 point here tonight for Unitigo. For Sydney, a team high 13 points for Devin Johnson, 8 for Alec Fogarty, 7 for Chris Frederick, 6 for Anthony Morris, 3 for Peyton Mosier, and 2 for Chris Prentice here tonight for Sydney. Let's get into our three awards now. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. And for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that to Destin Gesick tonight. 20 points to lead the way for Unitigo. He got them off to a good start and just did everything he could tonight. Was good on the glass as well. So we'll give Dustin Gesick 20 points tonight from Unitigo, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'm going to go Shea Barber tonight, 15 points for Unitigo. Early on, he was kind of struggling a little bit to score, but he was doing all those other things, steals, assists. I thought he had a good night on the glass, too, so we'll give Shea Barber our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'll go with Devin Johnson tonight from Sydney, 13 points, hit a couple of late threes, and did a really nice job. So Devin Johnson, the high scorer for Sydney tonight, he gets our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. So, again, both these teams will be right back at it tomorrow night. The Sydney boys will be hosting Walton tomorrow night. And let's see, Unitigo will be at Cooperstown. So they'll be right back at it, and Sydney will get a chance to, you know, get their feet underneath them here tonight, and hopefully we'll have a good effort tomorrow night against Walton. So, again, our final score here tonight, Unitigo 49, Sydney 41. A fun MAC rivalry matchup here tonight between the Warriors and the Spartans. Always fun when these two teams get together. A big thank you to Jim Tamayo. He's our in-game producer down on Main Street in our Sydney studio. So a big thank you to Jim. Just a reminder, tomorrow we'll be on the air for a 5:30 tip-off. The Delhi girls playing at Franklin will have our Butler Auto tip-off show about 10 minutes before the start of that ball game there. So that'll be Delhi girls at Franklin tomorrow here on WCDO. So again, our final score tonight, 49-41. The Unitigo boys defeat Sydney. I'm Nate Lull. Have a good night, and we'll see you later on WCDO.
The Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.